Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Columbus County Commissioners said last night they will hold a public hearing on November 17th for a new ordinance tightening rules for cellular phone towers. Planning Director Kelsey Hammond asked the board for guidance on a new ordinance last month after presenting them with several options. Commissioners in turn asked for tighter rules than were being considered. The new hearing is tentatively set now for November 17th. Today is Municipal Election Day. Polls are open for residents of towns today at 6:30 a.m. and will close at 7:30 p.m. Only town and city seats are on the ballot. An early voting, less than 500 voters of the 9,700 eligible took advantage of the early polls in municipal races. Voters in Sandyfield will be deciding on beer and wine sales as well as the town board and mayoral races. Whiteville, Bolton, Lake Waccamaw, Chadburn, Tabor City, Brunswick, Fair Bluff, and Cerro Gordo all have town council and mayoral races on the ballot. Whiteville City Police Chief Paul Rockenbach said there was no evidence or documentation of an alleged incident described by a mayoral candidate on Instagram. Brittany Payne said she and three friends were harassed and threatened by a patron and a Whiteville City police officer in a restaurant in June. Payne then shared a profanity-laced tirade against Whiteville PD in the social media reel. She is one of three challengers facing incumbent Mayor Terry Mann on today's ballot. A man and woman have been arrested for robbing a man at gunpoint. Sierra Myrie Young and Robert Terrell Lacewell of East Arcadia, both aged 37, were arrested on Thursday and charged with robbery with a dangerous weapon. According to their arrest warrants, Young and Lacewell robbed Marshall Lee Rouse at gunpoint at his home and stole $1,500. 80-year-old Danny Britt is recovering after he became lost Friday off Braswell Road. Law enforcement and firefighters from multiple counties searched for hours for the missing man, and the county drone team located him around 8 p.m. You can look for more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. According to the Columbus County Health Department, SNAP benefits have been extended until November 15th. The federal food benefit program was set to end Saturday due to the government shutdown. Columbus County officials announced on Friday that SNAP has been funded through November 15th. Deputies were called to East Columbus High School on Thursday after a student riding a bus threatened to shoot up the school. The student's book bag and belongings were searched, but no weapons were found. There was no evidence of an imminent threat to the school, and the investigation has continued. School officials administer discipline according to community standards. Juvenile justice investigators are considering petitions against students at Williams and West Columbus High School after several incidents over the past week. At Williams, an angry student cursed a bus driver and allegedly used a traffic cone to assault the driver. Several fights also were reported at West Columbus. You can look for more on these incidents at columbuscountynews.com. November 11th is Veterans Day, and there are plenty of ways locally to celebrate our veterans. The Columbus County Veterans Day Parade is downtown in Whiteville on Saturday at 11 a.m. The Kindness Veterans Day Parade and celebration is happening Sunday at 2 p.m. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a ribbon cutting for their new Veterans Service Center at the park at 11 a.m. on November 11th. And there will also be a special ceremony at the courthouse in Whiteville on November 11th at 11 a.m. Donations are needed now for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for their Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchase one for a needy family, you can call 910-641-7017. The goal this year is to help 200 families. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents a hometown Christmas party Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to three children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.